Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Pro-democracy demonstrators remained on the streets throughout the night Sunday into Monday in Hong Kong. Some of the protesters had agreed to remove barriers blocking roads Sunday ahead of the government's deadline to scale back their protest. Reporter Ivan Broadhead is out among the protesters and spoke with my colleague Michael Lippin early today about what he's seeing from his position on the north side of the government complex, which has been heavily occupied by the protesters.
Civil servants are returning to work for the first time in a week, more or less. There was an agreement yesterday. You'll probably know that on Saturday, Hong Kong chief executive Siew Ai-Lung set this ultimatum that the students allow civil servants back into work on Monday morning. That was the first condition. And the second condition was that they gave up the roads, the main thoroughfares, the east-west thoroughfares, that really are the main arteries of Hong Kong. They were asked by Siew Ai-Lung to give up those roads. The situation currently is that civil servants are accessing the central government complex, but the roads are still occupied.
What have the people on the streets been telling you about how long they think these streets will continue to be occupied and how they feel about the fact that the students have refused to obey Siew Ai-Lung's order to evacuate the streets?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think the first thing to say is that Siew Ai-Lung comes out of this very badly. His credibility really is shot to pieces. If that indeed was an ultimatum that he made, the students have acquiesced, but only to 50% of what he asked for. Now, I think a lot of the students expected actually that they would be off the streets last night. They really did expect that the riot police would be sent out and that they would be bullied and intimidated and harassed off the streets. When everybody woke up this morning, there was a huge cheer when the first Tamil announcement was made by the organizing body, and that announcement went words to the effect of, "Hurrah, we're still here, everybody. Wonderful. Great job. Well done." And as I said, it was a huge round of applause on the back of that. And then the subsequent message was, "Please, everybody, go home. Get some rest. This is going to be, we're here for the long haul. But if you do go home, please make sure that you have friends who come and replace you." So I think the students actually were genuinely quite surprised to still be there this morning. Now, of course, the other side of the coin is that you ask some members of the general public what they think of the situation. And it's true that tempers are becoming a little frayed. Patience is being stretched. The stock market has fallen 7% in a month. Revenues for mom and pop stores in the city are obviously falling because tourists aren't visiting so readily. People aren't making the impromptu shopping trips that they may have 2 weeks ago. So there is some dissatisfaction, I think, amongst the general populace, but there is still a large pool of goodwill towards the students, I think. It depends who you ask and which districts you ask in. Some of the more working-class, blue-collar districts of the New Territories and Mong Kok, I think it's fair to say that people, listeners around the world will know that there has been violence directed at the students and the activists. But this is potentially going to go on for a while, and I think there is a risk that the goodwill will be stretched further.
I've also heard that some prominent figures associated with the pro-democracy movement, including Anson Chan and Cardinal Zen, have joined the voices of other prominent figures in Hong Kong in saying to the students that it's time to go home. And the students, of course, have been leading the protests. How concerned are the protesters out in the streets that their movement is starting to fracture and that there are increasing voices on their side that are saying that the occupations should end before the students actually get the concessions that they want?
Well, I think you've almost hit the nail on the head there. I think the Cardinal Zens and the Anson Chans of the world are highly experienced political operators, and I think they know that it's going to be very, very difficult for the students to extract any concessions. And I suspect they've said what they've said because actually they're very worried about the security and safety of the students.
That is reporter Ivan Broadhead in Hong Kong. He was speaking with VOA's Michael Lippin.